This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Relief is on the way for farmers and ranchers impacted by last year's historic heat wave and other naturally occurring disasters like drought, wildfire, smoke, and other weather-related damages. Washington Farm Service Agency Executive Director John Weiss says it comes in two phases.
The first phase is being administered for the applications in a pre-filed form. All of those forms have been mailed out to your producers or to you individually, and they should already be in the producers' mailboxes. We're actually even starting to receive some of them back.
Which includes Pacific Northwest specialty crops.
Specialty crops obviously are going to be fruits, nuts, vegetables, culinary herbs, spices, medical plants, nursery floriculture, horticultural crops. All the berries are in that category as well. And a lot of the other high value crops that are not identified in phase one will be identified in phase two.
Weiss says you have the same valuations for specialty crops.
If less than 75% of your income from ag or forestry, it's $125,000. If you're certified that 75% of your income is from ag, the payment limitation goes to $900,000 or $900,000 per eligible member.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the disaster recovery assistance for specialty crop producers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.